When it came to the United States and the internment policy for the Japanese American, it went too far in trying to balance freedom and security. The United States military took the punishments too far towards the Japanese Americans. For example, their punishments were that all Japanese descent were arrested just because of their ethnicity. No criminal record or citizenship was taken into consideration when making the decision. When they were taken out of their homes, they were rushed and had no warning whatsoever on if they were being taken away. This means they had no time to pack any of their belongings and to just leave everything behind. When they came back to their homes, they had nothing to come back to and were assigned to overcrowded houses with the average of 11 other people in the house except the one family. Then, when the children were at the camps, they had little to no education. So when they came back, they had to either start at the same grade level they were when they were taken away or at a lower grade level due to the poor education they had at the camps. When they were relocated to the camps, their businesses were taken away from them and they had no profit for many, many months. This means that they had no livelihood. And then when they came back, there was no money left in their bank accounts due to it being taken away and the fact that they had nothing to put into their bank account. The Japanese Americans were accused of not being a citizen and being called non-alien and alien. This is a negative term to say that citizens are non-citizens of the United States. And they use this because the whole world was being against them at the time due to the other country or their former country was being rude and disloyal to the United States by bombing Pearl Harbor. For example, from the article, Their Best Way to Show Loyalty, from the San Francisco News, states, Japanese leaders in California who are counseling their people, both aliens and native-born, to cooperate with the Army in carrying out the evacuation plans are in effect, offering the best possible way for all Japanese to demonstrate their loyalty to the United States. This shows how Japanese American citizens had to prove their loyalty to the people in the military, in the government of the United States, even though they were personally did not break the trust of the United States. As you can see, that their criminal record was not taken into any consideration, even if they had nothing on their criminal record. Then, in the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, it states, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive of any life, liberty, and property. This amendment is against the fact that Japanese Americans have been relocated due to the Constitution stating how states should not enforce a law that deprives a citizen of their liberty and property. This also includes their livelihood. And this time of history, Japanese Americans, if they owned a property or if they owned a business, that was immediately taken away and their money that they made off of that property was taken away from them. Just because their country or their formal country with their ancestry or ethnicity was disloyal to the United States. So in conclusion, the United States government took their punishments way too far with the Japanese Americans. This does not count for the fact that they might have been relocated due to the threat that they may have to the United States, but their freedom was taken away, and not only, there might not have been the safest camps that they were moved to. So their safety was also taken away from them, and their freedom and their choices of what they need to do in their life. And their future was taken away from them. And in other formal stories from other articles we have read during class, many Japanese Americans and their families had to restart their whole lives because it was taken away from them when they were relocated. So again, in other words, the United States government took the punishments way too far when it came to the internment of Japanese Americans in the United States.